Hey everyone, welcome to More of the Mises Guys. We're doing a little special edition here with Transformers number 22 from Skybound. Just came out. I'm here with Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, as always
Howdy.
with comics. Hi, how are you doing?
All right,
Now
I'm
we get into
drenched.
this, man. This is this thing that just keeps on rolling. These issues are just trucking along at full pace.
They've laid the groundwork, the foundation, and now it's just the action can just continue from one page to the next. It's
Man, I
like,
don't know. There's like they're building more and more as things go on. It doesn't have to be built so much anymore,
yeah, it's
but
the groundwork's laid. Now they can
yeah,
just run with it.
and they are running with it. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee because I didn't sleep really well last night, but so I'm gonna hold my cup.
Your eye cup.
Yes. Well, man, we started this whole thing out with yes. Superion, I'm wounded. I must land. Yeah. I mean,
He's having an Inferion moment.
yeah. I mean, Slingshot's dead already. So, yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty, yeah, he's pretty wounded.
Apparently, Slingshot was the pilot of the group, and they
Yeah.
were all merged.
No joke, man. And, Wheeljack's right. He says, like, can't stay here. I'm sure Starscream's tracking or trailing our smoke plume. So, they're going to be here soon. And Optimus is like, Wheeljack, I can barely move. Optimus is looking rough. I mean,
Yeah, he's in real bad shape.
he did have everyone take off his arm at the shoulder.
Yeah. And it looked like they didn't stop till they were halfway through his chest.
Right? And Wheeljack's like, look, I know you can't move everything. We got to press on. And then all these trucks show up. They're here. We finally found them. And they're all, I'm all thinking also, like, man, this is where it all goes down.
You're waiting for it to be like Duke, G.I. Joe, and all of them, right?
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
after what we saw last issue with Ultra Magnus, I'm waiting for a
Right.
full on, like dissection crew out here.
And it seems like the Autobots' lot to go from bad to worse, like, out of the frying pan into the fire, right?
Yeah, but as it turns out, it's Dr. Leo. I guess from the neighboring city.
Yeah, he was running the hospital.
That's right. That's where I know him
Yeah.
from.
Yeah, when Spike was in the hospital.
That's exactly where I. Okay, never mind. That makes a lot of sense, and all it comes together. He's like, look, you guys helped all the innocents out. You did what you had to. You put your life on the line for us. Now it's our turn to do it for you. So,
Yeah, it's some what goes around comes around,
yeah. And
Finally, some of the good of it's coming back to him.
yep. And it's almost like a little like a militia crew with them, like you heard the doc.
Oh, they got car carriers, dude. They rolled
Oh
up.
yeah.
It's not just like any old trucks. It's
No.
like they got car carriers, so they know who they're coming for.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love that. That's great. And that's we kind of leave it off there. Don't know what's going on there for the time being, but something we all expect here. Cliffjumper is like, is that like Alita one's like, yeah, Space Bridge. We built it from the bigger one, but we got it working against you. You can go back and help Optimus Prime, and we can take Shredhead here, and we can mount a counteroffensive and take back our planet.
Yeah, because they've been leading us to think that Shredhead was the one that was going to go through, but it turns out Alita is saying Cliffjumper's going through.
Yeah, funny thing there. So yeah, and Lita says as much. Autobot will be you, and she looks almost just like I don't know if it's the right word is like tranquil, but she looks like she's like okay, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah, she's trying to be as friendly about it and, understanding. And saying that, yeah, we really need him because he's stronger here and you'll be better able to help Carly, on Earth.
And I mean, this was brought, brought to our, what was going to happen was pretty much brought up to us a long time ago where, Shredhead's Carly's van, man.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to happen eventually. So, Cliffhanger does like a flip over his, over him and kicks Shredhead into the portal.
Yeah, after Alita said, okay, yeah, I'm gonna leave you two to say your goodbyes, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And no. She's big mad. Well, because Shredhead has this powerful freaking fighter.
Yeah,
She's
they
like,
need him on Cybertron bad.
yeah. And Blue Streak put this traitor in chains.
Yeah, she went from tranquil and placating to pissed.
Yeah, real
I
pissed.
mean, she got
Yeah,
angry face.
she does. You go cut back to the Autobots. They're all in the car carriers and being taken back to the hospital where they have tents set up. There's like Red Cross tents all, everywhere here, and they're trying
And the
to.
hospital's still like half wrecked.
Oh yeah, that's why the tents are all out here, I'm sure.
Yeah. They turned that hospital into a MASH unit.
Yeah, they did. They really did. I mean, I want to just kick Optimus Prime. Doctor, the risk you take is for us. What can I accept? Dude, you can't do much else right now.
That's typical Optimus, though. He
It
doesn't want
is.
anybody else to get hurt for what he's doing, but he
Yep.
doesn't realize humans have a stake in this too.
Exactly. But he's led into his big tent where you see the body of Ratchet. And
Yeah.
yeah, chest all exploded out. He's not looking good there either. He's dead.
Yeah.
And we go into the whole like, hey, Ratchet, I failed you as a leader. Can you ever forgive me? I was, and as a friend, I was not good enough for you. He's doing the flipping Rodimus Prime stuff right now.
Yeah. Well, Optimus had those moments too, especially in the Marvel comics, even.
In the Marvel comics, he did, but in like in the
Yeah.
show, which I feel this is more, pulling from the show, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a lot more comic influence here.
Well, I guess their personalities seem more like the comics sometimes, with the grimness of it,
Oh
whereas
yeah.
the designs are definitely more Sunbow. But the
Yeah.
Sunbow show never got to get too grim with it, at least until Rodimus was around.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
gonna be fun.
Yeah, because Optimus always saved the day and no one could die because they were saving them all to die in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, and
Yeah.
this is crazy scene. His eyes shoot out, this pinkish light, purplish light, and the Matrix flies out of his chest.
Yeah.
Like it's trying to escape the influence of Megatron's arm.
Well, that, and it's also kind of like, when a leader dies, the Matrix emerges.
And
So there's kind of hints of that too.
yeah, it's very much that. It's almost like it's almost like a Green Lantern ring. It's popping out of his chest and searching for the next leader.
Right.
And which we get a little hint of where that could go towards as this
To
comic.
Guy Gardner.
She loves to get a leader with the attitude and the I don't give a care attitude the Guy Gardner has.
Yeah, just don't put him up against Batman.
I mean, Guy Gardner.
One punch.
Yeah. Oh yes. So get trying to figure out what's going on. The Matrix, coming out of his chest, and they're trying to figure out what's going on with it because it hasn't, since Sparky walked into it, it hasn't really charged. I think it says,
Yeah.
yeah. But he kind of goes into the whole thing of Megatron's arm being attached. It's kind of it's almost like a disease that's
It
trying to take
poisoned him,
over.
yeah.
Yeah. It's, okay. We'll go with that.
I really want to see more of what that's about because
Yeah, I do
it's
too.
tied to the Quintessons.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely, because the Quintessons changed Megatron, so it has to be something with that.
Yeah.
Man, look, Optimus Prime's trying to give this whole speech, Wheeljack, one of you must take up the mantle and be the new leader. And they're like, no, we can't do that. Jazz is like, no, you don't have the choice. And Optimus Prime's like, hey, it's been forced upon you. And Spike's like, hey guys, I can do this, Optimus. It reminds me of Jack from Transformers Prime.
Yeah.
It's this whole thing where Jack was kind of like he carried, in a sense, he carried the Matrix for a short time. Sticks his hand in. Then goes and grabs Optimus Prime, and they get locked into
Well, Optimus grabs him,
or
trying
Optimus
to pull
grabs
him
him,
out.
yeah.
Yeah.
But they get locked
'Cause
into this moment.
he's a link between the Matrix and Optimus.
Yes,
And he
and
didn't
maybe
get to
that's
charge his power ring.
it kind of looks like he's doing that actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, that might be the way this is heals Optimus Prime for all I know. So we'll find out, I guess, as it goes.
Well, they wake up inside of the Matrix.
Yep. We're doing
So,
a classic or Optimus Prime. I'm in the Matrix. Let's go through all the history stuff.
right.
But it
And did you
shows.
notice when Optimus woke up inside the Matrix, he had his toy eye colors?
Oh, he does. Look at
Yeah,
that.
he's
And
got
he
the
has
yellow eyes like the toy.
both arms.
Right?
so yeah, he
That's
shows
the
up at the
residual self
yes, the
in the
id.
Matrix.
Yeah, he shows up at the Hall of Primes. And I'm looking at this like, see like Prima. The others I don't really know about, but Prime is there with the sword in front because
It
he's
looks
got
like
the
that might
Matrix.
be Alchemist there.
That could be. And maybe Onyx at the end there, the furthest one on the on that row. Onyx has kind of a like a animal, like an alien animal kind of look to him.
Yeah, I always look for the wings to tell him. And I don't know if that's another one up there, way at the top.
Looks like it, the way the I don't know, the
Was
light
that
livery.
Amalgamous or whatever, the one that
Maybe.
is always changing?
That could be.
Yeah.
But it's definitely
But
Prime. You
yeah,
see
there's the
that.
13 primes. You got some of the 13 primes in there, so.
Yeah, you see the Matrix in the hilt of on the hilt of Primus sword, so cool.
Yeah.
And that's where we leave off Optimus Prime for now. But man, there's this whole scene. It's Soundwave trying to find or trying to track the where the Autobus went.
Yeah, so apparently they didn't have Starscream tracing their
No.
smoke trail, which would have been easy because, like I said, they were leaving it like breadcrumbs behind them.
Yeah, really. And they're saying there's like he Soundwave says there's nothing new, but there's some footprints and there's some handprints also on the ground.
Yeah,
And
they're old. They're not
yeah.
new. Yeah.
Megatron's wondering, what is this? He digs up the corpse of that deer that that Optimus accidentally killed.
Yep.
And Megatron's trying to figure this out, you know, why is he doing this and so on. Soundwave's backing him up like a foolish gesture, my lord.
Now, it seems like Megatron's only thinking of things that'll help Cybertron. He doesn't care about anything else, so he can't see the point of it.
So yeah, he's holding this corpse though. He's like, you know, he says, yeah. He's saying like, even I can see how amazing this planet is, but if we're gonna take back and like rebuild Cybertron and you know be able to be like you know victorious here, we have to get rid of all these ties to you know this kind of stuff. We
Like
need he,
sentiment, you take
yeah, so,
sacrifice to do it.
exactly. You know, any sort of like empathy, just it has to be sacrificed,
You
even
have to
small
make the hard
squeaking.
decisions.
Yeah, and he squishes the corpse, which is kind of gross too. And for some reason, squishing a corpse of a deer is worse than squishing a fresh one. Not that I've done either, mind you. I promise, I really haven't.
I was thinking it was the laughing deer from Evil Dead 2.
I love the Popeye lamp so much. Yeah. So he goes into this whole thing like kind of he's trying to explain like how that you know he appreciates some things about Prime. And he wants Prime to learn the hard lesson.
Yeah, well, and he also says that he was given a gift. He was tested, and through that trial, he was given a gift. He was
Yeah.
found worthy. And that's certainly referring to what the Quintessons did to him.
Yeah, but he wants to call it the search. He wants Prime to learn that final lesson before he Megatron ends him. And he's like, and Soundwave's like, well, what's the lesson? He says, simple. All hope leads to ruin. And
That's an odd lesson because, the Decepticons kind of have hope in Megatron.
yeah, you know, in context, I see what he's trying to say, but yeah, I could see what you'd think that too. Man, there is an ID4 reference here. There's so much is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with they have the squadron of helicopters and jets from the aircraft carriers going into the city. And what is it? It's the main guy, the first guy. This is big one, or this is the big one guy. Sound off. They're going through all the Eagle. I guess he's Eagle One,
Yeah.
and I guess Eagle One is the brother of the guy who got killed.
Yeah, was it Frost?
Yeah, Frost. Dude, the last guy on the end, that guy reminds me so much of what's his name? Cousin Eddie from the Christmas Vacation movie. He played the crazy drunk
Oh yeah, you're talking about Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid, yeah, kind of has a whole Randy Quaid on thing. And their call signs were Eagle. He would have been like Eagle 16 or whatever.
Right.
But Eagle 5 feels good to be alive. Yeah. I don't know. I got a totally, as soon as I saw that, I got Randy Quaid vibes.
Well, did you see the name on his helmet?
Ben.
Yeah, that's supposed to be Ben Abernathy, the executive editor of the comic.
Yeah, I saw that towards the end of the book. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's probably more, it looks like Ben Abernathy.
Yeah. So they may have gotten a double dig on him there.
That may be, yeah. Oh yeah, they go in there and Starscream immediately just starts ripping through planes.
Oh, they don't even see him coming.
No, he just that's what that's the Frost, I guess. You see the reflection? I thought he was like remembering what happened to his brother. Oh no, that's actually Starscream coming up and ripping him in pieces.
Yeah. Well,
Which
they
was
make you think that. It's like you're thinking like he's flashing back, and it's like, nah, this is what's happening.
This is happening right now. And what's worse is he's got Megatron. So Megatron's pretty much controlling Starscream. So Starscream, I think, has some of his faculties. Is he's being led around by Megatron.
Oh yeah, and well, Starscream does this part pretty good anyway.
Oh yeah. He
Yeah.
shoot they shoots through an aircraft carrier with one shot and just destroys it, sinks it. Done. That's gonna be a bit of a that's gonna be a bit of a morale loss.
Yeah. It's also going to
Oh.
stir up the ant bed.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and then there's different pilots like Ben Abernathy himself. Like, let's shake him. And he's gone. Do we go over to see Bruticus?
Was that a Porkins reference?
I can't shake him. It
Yeah,
kind of seems like it. Come on, Ben. They making all kinds of digs at you, man. Yeah, and then there's you guys coming over to Bruticus. And we discover really quickly that Bruticus has a Legolas and Gimli thing going on.
oh, totally.
15, 16, 17, 18. He's like stepping on tanks. And like,
He's
oh.
like a kid on the playground.
Yeah, he is. He's just having a good old time. He's like, oh, the tanks count as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 23. And there's Devastator in the background. Pathetic. I'm at 37. What? So they basically see, he's like, then my killing must continue. All right, man. They're just having a great time playing whack-a-mole.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some Legolas and Gimli vibes there.
Totally, totally. And Devastator is Legolas, which
Oh, he
considering,
is the one in green.
yeah, that's true. That's very true. we go to, is that Colonel Flagg?
Yes.
Colonel Flagg interviewing Carly, and he's just trying to get some stuff out of her. Like, you must know something. Your mom, your no, your father was one of the first humans to be killed. Was the first human to be killed by them. So you must know some weaknesses or anything. And she's like, "Look, yeah, I got to know them, but there's not. I didn't learn anything special. They're like us. They're just living things. They're just bigger, man." And he
You
like.
know, this is her opportunity to really tell him, you know, some of them are good guys and want to help us, you know, so if you go through killing them all indiscriminately, you're gonna mess it up,
Well, I mean,
you
she
know.
does say that there's good ones, there's bad ones. They need to
Right,
feel
but
good
she
bad
doesn't
guys.
really elaborate,
Yeah.
and she could have elaborated a little more to make it easier.
So you're trying to draw all about symbol. Like, no, that's not right. It's kind of like this, Look for
Yeah.
these guys. These are the ones you want on your side.
Yeah, like the guy you're torturing in the other room.
Oh, we're gonna get there in a sec.
Yeah.
And then Flag goes off, talking about, the West Coast is falling, Tacoma's a wasteland, Seattle's under attack as we speak, so I'm guessing Bruticus and Devastator are at Seattle. This,
Oh, yeah, from before.
yeah. Oh,
And I mean,
they're still there. Okay.
well, no, I think they're with Megatron and them at their new
Yeah.
assault, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They jump around a lot, man. Like they can be anywhere on the West Coast at this point. They just go through
Right.
cities and mow them down. And
Yeah,
then
because I can't really tell the skyline of where they are because that place is wrecked. I don't know, is that Portland? Is that supposed to be Portland?
maybe. I don't know. So yeah, he finishes off by like, time to choose a side, Carly. Help us protect you. Help us protect this beautiful country. And she gets the
Oh,
last
it's
bit.
sorry, it's Seattle's under attack.
Seattle. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And she gets the last dig. What? Protect it like bombing Orcas Island, General Flag? Oh, yeah, right. So it's General Flag, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't get the reference to Orca's Island. Is that the one where they got Ultra Magnus?
Maybe.
I'm
I don't
thinking
know.
about it. Because she's trying to explain to him they're good ones, and I think she was there with him and they attacked the island and the list it maybe I could be. I'm not sure the Orcas Island is a reference to, but maybe we'll go back and look it up later. But we go back to Doc sitting in this control room with the with these doctors who are essentially just shocking Ultra Magnus over and over again to see what it does.
Yeah, that's when she was captured with Magnus.
Yeah, okay. So that's where
Yeah.
they were. That's what I kind of thought. And Doc is watching this all go on, and he's listening to them say, good, good. Yeah, let's see what kind of reaction you get out of shocking him again. And Doc pulls a gun. He aims it at the enlisted soldiers over there, and he's like, look, I have to help someone here. He hits something to execute. All the screens have their green screens with execute right on the top of each one of them.
Yeah.
So he's obviously been setting something up. And that is going to be releasing the bonds for Ultra Magnus.
I thought he was torrenting games there.
I mean, it is a army facility. I'm sure they have great Wi-Fi. No, he like the he sets Ultra Magnus free, and there's the scientist is there. He's like, so that's supposed to happen, and that's when everything goes belly up at the base. Security breach. Ultra Magnus rips over open walls and just runs through the facility trying to get
Yeah.
Carly.
Well, I thought at first Doc was going to play War Thunder there. He's going to leak more documents.
Oh man, that would have been
Now,
fantastic.
did you notice the onomatopoeia when Magnus broke loose, though?
Skreegunk? What? Which one?
Skryonk. That's
Yeah.
traditionally the Godzilla roar onomatopoeia, which I'm sure is like supposed to be like metal fatiguing and
Oh
breaking.
yeah, definitely
But
that.
yeah, Skryonk is generally the Godzilla roar.
Yeah, the rat-a-tat-tats of all the machine guns and everything like
Yeah.
that. Flag's like, stop that robot! And Ultra Magnus grabs Carly. She's like, whoa! And then they leave. The
Yeah.
space skedaddle. They don't stop until they're out there. And he puts down Carly and puts down Doc, who's been riding in his, I guess, in his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to protect him. And Doc's like, you leave me here. I've got to face consequences of what I just did. And Carly's like, who is this guy? And
I wonder if that's a little foreshadowing there.
oh, why he's in G.I. Joe or something?
No, where was Doc riding in Magnus?
Yeah. Okay, good point.
I wonder if we got a little foreshadowing there in the Matrix chamber in Magnus's chest.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a red herring having Ultra Magnus break out when there's something going on with the Matrix and Prime.
Yeah.
But it's a good red herring.
Yeah.
And Ultra Magnus is like, why did you help me? He's like, man, look, once I was captured and I was tortured. And Ultra Magnus says, how do you stand now? How do you live? Like, man, I have people that need me, so I keep going. Do you have anyone like that? And that was, all right, that's what Ultra Magnus needed here is, yeah, I do. And he transforms and he's out of there. So it's like
I just think he needs Doc more. He leaves Doc there to face the consequences of actions, but honestly, I think Magnus needs more time with Doc.
he needs some counseling for a while.
Right?
Doc needs to be like his transector or whatever. As
See,
he,
that would be cool.
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Then we go back to the chamber where you or the tent rather, where you have Spike with his hand in Prime, and then Prime holding his hand, and they're breathing. Everything's cool, but that's about it. I mean, they won't come out of whatever's happening.
Yeah, they're in like a trance state
Yeah,
almost.
I mean, they had the whole thing where they're open their eyes when it first happened. Both their eyes are glowing, so obviously they're linked that way, which I'm kind of curious if that's going to play into anything with Spike as we go on.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Like I said, it's very much a Jack from Transformers Prime moment. Wheeljack actually has a very wise observation here. He's like, we don't really understand anything about the Matrix. It is all they really know. And We don't really we sparingly a small amount of what's going on inside of it, and so maybe having that Cybertron's interacting with the Matrix over time has changed it, and we really don't understand it at all still, and I don't think we ever will. It's really he's
Yeah,
admitted.
they don't think they realize, how much they don't know about it until
Yeah,
now.
that's what I was trying to get through my word
Yeah.
salad. But the doctor gets a message that the government's transmitting over all frequencies that they're falling back to, for a final stand in Chicago. And
Yeah, they're telling basically everyone to vacate the West Coast.
yeah.
And I mean, not just off the West Coast, but, to the Midwest, just
Yeah.
abandoning the whole western half of the U.S. California, which hasn't even been touched. I guess they're
They're,
trying
I
to
don't,
move them along. I don't know, but
yeah.
man.
And it's like, what was it? Oh gosh. Transformers, the Michael Bay, the third movie,
Yeah.
Battle of Chicago. And like,
Yeah, the
yeah,
Dark of the Moon. Yeah.
Dark of the Moon. Yeah. And that, which, as much as I make fun of those movies, I think Dark of the Moon is probably my favorite one.
Yeah, Dark of the Moon was my favorite as well.
Yeah.
That's when we finally got Transformers, what we wanted to see, people getting disintegrated and
Oh yeah.
cities being
Brutal.
trashed and yeah.
And I like the after effects of that, where there was like, if you see a robot, speak up. They had like the anti-robot task force at
That
that
whole
time.
thing took a really dark path.
It did. And then we got Mark Wahlberg.
Well, I think like that's where they kind of lost their way a bit.
It did.
Because then you don't have the, again, you have Optimus standing as the Superman Boy Scout type. Now it's, oh, the Autobots are on the run from everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have, like you're saying, there's a, I didn't read the letters, you may have, I'm not, I haven't read them myself, but we're going little character spotlight on Alita One.
Yeah,
And
I
of course,
browsed through the letters. There's some interesting little name drops to like Miyazaki and stuff like that for inspiration. And they mention that they love Defensor.
okay,
Yeah, so
that's
I have a feeling we'll be seeing some
Decepticons soon.
Protectobots. Yeah, because Daniel Warren Johnson said he loved Defensor.
Well, that is definitely a choice.
Yes.
Oh,
Oh, and they also dropped a little bug in their ear for where is it? Oh, about Scramble City Combiners, switching up the members.
yeah.
Yeah, someone mentioned that and he looked it up and said, "Wow, that's an amazing idea. I wish I had thought of that." So I think he really likes the idea of
Nice.
scrambling the combiners.
I kind of feel that this is, in a way, is it's not as basic as Bob Ford and Laird DeTillio on Beast Wars not knowing a lot of stuff,
Yeah.
but it's like we're by the letters you get to expand the writers and the creators in general
Oh,
their
yeah.
look on it, which is
Well,
nice.
it's always best when you have that kind of a repertoire between the fans and the writers.
It is. It really is.
And I mean, like I said, this team is really heavy in like the Sunbow series and a
Yeah.
little bit of the comics. So now they're getting to learn more about the Japanese side. So who knows what we'll see if they start diving into that side of the franchise. Because
Yeah.
there's crazy stuff over there.
They put a little note from the publisher, since we announced this Transformers series 2 years ago, we were always headed here to an epic Autobots versus Decepticons throwdown in the Windy City. We have anticipated all the carnage, manglings, yes, and deaths along the way. Absolutely not. And there's still two more issues in this arc, so buckle up as Daniel and George's, or Jorge's or George, well, who knows? Biggest
Yes.
surprises are about to rock your world. Could be either way.
Yeah, and then so after this arc, that's when, we get the new writing and art team.
Yes, which I
Yeah.
know there are a lot of people really excited about. That more getting involved with Dan Mora.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. He apparently he just has he's fast, he's efficient, like really, he doesn't have a lot of things to clean up, and he has a really clean style. So I told Jehu that of the of our our Sunbow episodes, and he was excited. He's like, oh my God, that is one of the best things they could have done. So I like that. I like that we're going after like top talent.
Oh,
That's
totally.
a really good sign.
Because it's funny, because we had some really good talent in the original Transformers series, but it seemed like they were always just kind of throwing whoever was available at it. They didn't
Oh,
really
totally.
care too much
Yeah, whoever
about the
had
comic.
some time, you
But
know.
since we've had I'd say even Dreamwave and IDW, they really like threw talent at the comic.
Yeah.
And it's good to see that tradition is still carrying through, and that we're getting like even better guys. Like every iteration seems to get better.
Oh yeah.
It's
There's
taken
a
more seriously than I think
oh,
it
by far
was
they're
previously.
investing in this book, which is a good sign.
Yeah, it's
A little
not just a
blurb.
toy commercial.
No, it's not. This is good storytelling. And there's a
Yeah.
little blurb about Ben Abernathy, like you said, Top Gun. Did you know that executive editor Ben Abernathy is also an ace fighter pilot? They're like, well, was until his death at the hands of Starscream. Should have been nicer to Dan and George, Ben. And I feel bad because I don't know if it's a Jorge Corona or is it George Corona. So I'm gonna go to George because I'm pretty white here. George Corona, what would your alt mode be? Yeah, so he's like, yeah, mine would be a hammock. There's this little the drawing of like a face on a hammock. This goes the little onomatopoeia of transforming.
Yeah.
His face stretched between a hammock strings.
It's funny because he kind of looks like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
Kind of does. I'm just actually reminded from the Doctor Who episode where they on the space station and there's the last human. She's a stretched across a
Oh, yeah.
thing.
Moisturize me.
Moisturize me. Yes. And then we get a little preview of the upcoming issues. Jejo, what number is that? Is that nine? Yeah.
Yes.
Coming up, which is cool. Looks like CoverGirl and Baroness on the cover in Paris. Void Rivals with the leader of what's his name? The big guy that gets armored up. I'm blanking on
Oh,
his name right now. New Emperor.
Zalilak.
Yes. Tlilak is he's on the cover in the armor. And then on the Transformers cover coming August 13th is Ultra Magnus holding up a tattered flag with the Autobot symbol on it. So good things coming.
Yeah.
You got a little like a little extra comic in the back here, but I'm looking at the other covers also. The cover I have is the one where the I have the face looking in the window.
That's one I got. I went back to get the cover B and they didn't have it at the shop. It was gone
Cover B is
already.
cool looking.
Cover C is the one I want because I'm trying to build
Yeah.
that poster.
Good luck there.
Yeah.
I kind of curious why the say cover D is cool looking, has a laughing at Megatron with Optimus Prime, but he's still got the Megatron arm on him, and you see like a claw and broken the Transformers underneath him.
Yeah.
But there's cover E has RC.
Yeah, it's an RC cover. And
Yeah,
that
but
looks like that belongs like a larger set too. I
yeah,
could be wrong, but
maybe it does. Like the smoke is made to look like RC's head and stuff.
yeah.
But we haven't seen her, have we?
Not in a bit. Where is
No,
RC?
she's, I don't know. I'm sure with Hot Rod showing up and Springer possibly showing up, I'm sure she'll be far, it won't be far behind.
Yeah.
So really cool
I need
how
to
this
go
all.
back and dig through and see where RC went. I've somehow.
Marcy, where did you go?
Because I thought she was going with Carly to find Magnus, but I'm not sure.
She should be somewhere like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's. If you're not going back and rereading these over and over, it's easy to lose your place.
Oh, I imagine. But so yeah, the good issue and it just keeps going. It there's like the hits keep on coming. I'm kind of glad to see Autobot's taken enough damage, and you see again a little bit of a respite here with the hospital. So
Yes.
we'll see how well that goes for him in the long run. That's an
Right.
interesting strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out for him.
Well, it's good to see because they said it's some of Optimus's goodwill is finally paying off.
Yeah. It's good to see that being something that everyone else should be learning from. And
Right.
hopefully General Flag picks up on it as well. It's like the what's going on here. But that may take a while because military industrial complex and all that stuff. But yeah, that was a great
Yeah,
issue.
last I remember RC at all is she was going,
She was on the island with them.
yeah, so
Yeah.
I wonder if she's buried in there or something. We haven't found out what happened to her after that.
We'll shall. I'm sure we'll find out soon.
Yeah.
That is
But
an
no,
issue.
this was a good issue. I enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the conclusion of this arc because
Yeah. It's
it's getting pretty big.
that's three. Oh, well, no, 2 issues left in this arc, right? No, or three.
Yeah, two more.
Few more.
And I'm kind of seeing shades of what we got with Buster and the Creation Matrix and
Yeah.
Optimus from,
With
the
Spike.
Marvel comics. So I wonder if there's like a little bit of play there. Yeah, with Spike being bridging the two of them.
Yeah, and I don't
And
know.
even like Sam from, was it Revenge of the Fallen,
Yeah.
where he actually interfaces with the Matrix and talks to the Primes.
Yeah. I actually was I don't know how where they're going to go with this, obviously, but I mean, you got to remember Spike being the head of Cerebro, or well,
Yeah,
not
Cerebros and then Fort
Cerebros,
Max.
and then Fort Max. Yeah, so you got to remember that point. So I wonder if that's going to play into it at all. You know, like I think of Power Master Prime.
Right,
Who
or
knows?
this could lead to headmasters eventually in
That's what I'm
Power
wondering too.
Masters. Yeah.
Maybe like the Matrix learns from studying, you know, people, how that can work. Who knows?
Right.
We will find out.
Well, now it's certainly got a human interface with it inside with spark plug, so.
Yeah, and I'm sure because Spark Plug's in there, he's not going to let anything happen to his son. So we'll see
Right.
how that plays out.
And you got to wonder, is he dead or is he just like part of it like the primes are?
Yeah, I'm kind of
Maybe
curious
we'll
about
see
that.
some more of that.
Yeah, so we'll
We
see
need more
that.
deep lore.
All the lore, baby.
Right.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and call it here then, because we'll ramble on forever, everybody. And
Yeah,
I
we
want.
could make 2 hours out of just dissecting this thing because,
There's so much going on in it.
well, that's what they do. They leave you breadcrumbs to bring you further into it.
They do. They do it really well, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, everyone, thanks for checking us out. And please, if you wouldn't mind, I really appreciate it. We've got some new subscribers on the YouTube, and there's been a lot of activity on the audio from everyone checking it out, and I appreciate that. So if you wouldn't mind, you know, give us a little thumbs up on YouTube and like a please 5-star rating, and just follow us, subscribe, and that means a lot. And because we're a small show trying to do what we can, a small show full of lifelong nerds for yeah
Nerds.
for Transformers, but
Love us.
we're still here, and we will continue to be here. So we want you to join us. So, anyways, y'all, thanks so much for being here, and we'll talk to you soon. You want to take us out tonight?
Bye.
Bye.
'More Than Meets Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.